Chiraj. Chiraj. That's right. Chiraj. Chiraj. I'm the king of men. Maybe I can sing it. Chiraj. Chiraj. Podcast. Podcast. It's Chiraj, the show off. See, I could even sing like him if I have to, but why should I have to? This is greatness that you're laying down here. You know, by the way, this song sucks. Can I get another theme? I never watch these stupid puppet shows. No, India doesn't show this stuff. Chiraj. Chiraj. Got up. Got up.
Okay, that was weird. So here we are for podcast number 006.
Hi-yo.
What's so weird about that? It's called an intro. An intro is an intro. It doesn't matter if it's Beethoven's Fifth or I Feel Love by Donna Summer.
No, it's weird hearing you sing the theme on the Billy West podcast.
As our friends in West Hollywood say, get used to it.
Hi-yo.
Okay, so Mr. Raj, what do you have planned for today's big podcast?
What are you talking about?
Well, you never called me, so I'm not sure where we're going with this today.
You act like we're friends or something. We're not, so why would I call you?
Well, to strategize. We never got together to plan for anything on the podcast. We didn't prepare in any way.
Look. This isn't a restaurant, I'll have you know. You're not a salad prep. And if that's what you want to be, I'll throw your ass right out of here.
Jolly Rog.
I'm just saying we would usually put together a bullet list of topics and stuff to work with. You know, a point of view, a direction, you know, something like that. You know, something that, that's the way Billy and I used to do it for the podcast. That's all I know.
Well, you better get rid of that crappy attitude and that insubordinate look on your face.
What look? I'm just trying to make the best of this new situation.
Phooey. Phooey! You know, I just figured this out. You're here to trip me up, huh? Isn't it? That's why you want to make a fool of me. You want to torpedo this show. Now, being a man of action as I am, I say, get out.
Get the trail.
Why? Hold on, wait.
No, you filth. Maggot.
What?
Pox. SARS.
All right, I'm out. That's it. SARS? Really?
Yes, really. That's why I haven't been feeling so good. You coughed down my neck when I came in this morning. Get out! I'm going to call the World Health Organization.
Isn't that a bit of overkill?
Get out now!
Take off, eh?
Okay, I am. Okay, stop. I'm getting out. Let me just get my pencils and my Cheez-Its. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I'm leaving now.
Shh. Don't let California hit you in the ass on the way out, because they'll do it. What the heck do you mean?
Listen, stupid. Everything you just did, all of it was gold.
I don't know what you mean.
What you did was great.
Oh, you mean getting rid of him before we started the podcast?
No, you were live, stupid. Hey, where are you going, Jim Gomez?
I'm leaving. I got fired by him.
No, you're not fired.
No, I just fired...
Shut up. You can't fire him. I'm the only one that does the firing around here. Jim Gomez, as they say in radio, get back here. Plots.
Okay, now what?
You need to learn how to be humble, dude. And you're going to learn it. You're going to learn some humility.
And who's going to teach me? You?
Oh, my, no. Him.
I'm having a hard time following this. Will you elucidate in some way?
Okay, you guys are dynamite together. Podcast gold.
I could use a real job.
Look, this job is tits and ice cream. Don't kill it. All you gotta do is shut up and let him attack you.
Oh, I get it. It's Punch and Judy, two puppets hitting each other with a plank.
Yeah, something. Okay, this is it. This is the friggin' format. No robots, no Chinese delivery, no bringing in your friends. This is an audio octagon, podcasting to the death. This is dogfighting for internet subscribers. This is the toughest podcast. Master to the Death Audio Octagon.
Oh, man, I don't know. This doesn't sound like it's gonna fly.
Oh, shut up. If you're so smart, why aren't you me? Now get to work.
Okay, well, all right then. Welcome to the Audio Octagon.
Hi, this is the All Attack Podcast.
That's it. That's great. Keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. Come on, you gotta be ruthless. And don't get weak. I hate weak. Ta-ta.
He's just kidding, right?
Hey, man, get the sawdust out of your ears. Didn't you just hear what he said? I got carte blanche to tear you into shreds. I'm gonna bomb you every 40 seconds like a nuclear warhead. You won't know what hit you, right?
Okay, then why don't we take our first victim now?
All right.
And here's our first caller.
Caller, you're on. How do you like the All Attack Podcast?
I'd like my job back.
You again?
Oh, you recognize my voice?
No, I can smell you all the way from here. Jeez, oh man.
Oh, say, everyone, it's the former host of the Billy West Podcast, Billy West. How you doing, Billy?
Yeah, bring him back. I mean, bring him back.
Hey, don't come in here and toss a turd in my punch bowl. You and your weak characterizations or whatever you call it, everyone knows it's you in all those voices. You've been around since the year of the flood and you're not fooling anybody. And what kind of a phony made-up name is Billy West?
Loser. I want my job back.
No, you can't have your job back. Look at me, I'm improvising like crazy. I'm riffing and I've got plenty to say.
Oh, so what? I want my job back.
Oh, Johnny One Note. I want my job back. I want my job back. Oh, boo-hoo. Little white guy in pain, you poor little dear.
Cry, baby.
You know, I think you crossed the line there, Gyrosh.
What, now or 20 minutes ago? This is All Attack Podcast. What do you expect me to do?
Come on, man. This is the Billy West Podcast, and he's not even the host of the podcast anymore. God, oh, the injustice of this all.
Thank you.
I'm going to put the caller on hold for a moment, if you don't mind. Psst. Hey, I got something for you.
Oh, yeah? What?
Ow! Jeez! Hey, what the frick, man? That hurt!
I'm sorry. I'll never hit you like that again, I promise.
Oh, gee, thanks.
I'll use a jackhammer instead.
What? Ow! What the fuck is wrong with you?
You're a psycho. I'm not sitting next to you.
Nobody said you had to. There's the door, Clyde.
Can we have a little decorum around here, please? I mean,
Jesus.
Let's try to maintain some level of professionalism and civility on this podcast, man. You're out of your mind. All right. I gotta collect myself. Rise above this nonsense. Okay. Hey, Gyrosh.
Yep.
Check out this new microphone we got.
Let's see. Ow! Whatever gave you the idea you could do something like that to me?
Well, you set the tone.
Don't follow by what I do. Can't you think for yourself? Don't you have a mind of your own?
Hey, man, I cut you over the eye. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me get the first aid kit. I'll be just 1 second. Hold on. I'm sorry about that. Okay. Hold, Gyrosh, hold still.
All right. Is it bad?
It's bleeding a little bit. Don't worry.
All right.
Let me take care of
this. You gotta get rid of it.
I'm covering it up. Hold on. I'm sorry. Listen, that was out of hand. I'm sorry.
Well, what are you gonna do?
This.
Ow! Why, you sucker punching me, you craven coward. Oh, yeah, yeah. How about an uppercut? Huh?
Oh, yeah.
A pile driver, asshole. Hey, open your mouth so I can spit in it.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna thumb you in the eye.
You damn dirty ape.
Here we are at ringside. Gyrosh comes back with an uppercut.
I'll rip that diaper off your head, baby man.
Oh no, he's going for the defense.
Come on, get your hands off that. That's religious. How about I cut and paste you with some brass knuckles, and you'll stay pasted?
I'm gonna swing you around the room by your nostrils.
Oh, no, please, please don't. My nose!
He's got him by the nose.
Let go! What are you trying to do, make me sound more anadoidal?
Oh, Christ. Looks like blood. It's the Niagara nose.
It's dripping and falling out of my nose like a waterfall. Oh.
I'm gonna put you right out of business, Raj.
I'll put you in a blender with some skim milk and sardines.
Look out, he has a 1930s appliance.
Oh yeah? How about I split you in two with a jackboot in the ass?
Oh no, no hitting below the ass. You know the podcast code of ethics.
Isn't pretty. I must avert my infrared eye cameras.
No, shut up! You only see in red and pink.
Hey, don't play the race card with that robot, you.
Word.
Ouch! Oh, I've got a little something for you.
Come on, bring it.
I learned it in the Merchant Marines.
Oh no, Joy Raj is crossing his leeches.
Oh, they're so delicate, aren't they, darling? Wait till you see what happens next, you applehead.
Oh yeah? What are you gonna do now?
I'm gonna throw you right through that plate glass booth. Come on, you're going on a one-way trip.
I love the sound of breaking glass in the morning.
You gotta admit, it's getting real in here, isn't it?
Get up, you pussy.
Oh, it sucks, doesn't it? Yeah, it hurts. Now get up so I can knock you down again.
Hey, nicely done. Why don't you just wreck the joint some more? Wait till the boss hears about this and he finds out, man, you're gonna get it.
Oh, this is great. You're like Russell Crowe in Gladiator. We're getting downloads like crazy. This is great. Keep it up. Hit him again.
You know what? I think I will.
You missed me.
Oh, shit. Cripes, if you're really 10 and a half, I'm sorry.
It's okay. This is radio gold.
Hey, that's a really serious thing. Child abuse. I don't mind telling you, I'm calling the authorities. Code Amber.
Go to jail. Go straight to jail.
Oh, shut up. And guess what? It doesn't end here. It's starting right here, and then I'm gonna take over this crappy little side street with $200 cars on it. And then I'm gonna take over the entire city! And I'll kick every one of your asses. Try me! Oh, I wanna hit somebody so bad right now. Does anyone know where Bill Nye is at this moment?
How about another call, hmm?
Yeah, hello. Is that Raj?
Who wants to know?
I'm Mikey. I just wanted to know what your pick in the Super Bowl is gonna be.
Yeah, Mickey. I don't want to talk about guys that are rushing each other and grabbing each other's butts, chasing balls around, wide receiving and penetrating defense, playing around with words I don't even understand. I don't know what it all means, but it's probably real dirty.
You know what I think? I think you're gay. Hey, man, you might want to come out of the closet. Are you gay?
All right, look, Mikey, do you want to come down here right now and fight me? Show yourself! Why don't you come down here to 1,000 and a half Blivet Street? We're on the second floor, in the garment district, where they sell bolts of fabric and other crap sissies buy. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Know what I mean?
Think-o!
You ring.
Get him out of here! He's gone berserk!
No worries. Let's go, buddy boy.
Hey, easy on the grip. Are you working out or something? Stop showing off.
Shut up. Let's go.
All this fight stuff was his idea.
No, it wasn't.
I believe him, not you.
Oh, for Christ's sakes, you're making a big mistake. I thought you were smart.
Shut up. Get up. Let's go.
Hello? Why are
Hey, Jim, listen, I'm thinking I'm going to do my Billy West podcast from another place.
Yeah? Like where?
Right around the corner, in my garage. You know where I live.
Yeah, I do. That sounds great.
Yeah, but you got to be part of this. What do you say?
Oh, hey. Hell yeah, I'm in.
Can I at least get my mango yogurt out of the fridge?
Yes, you must.
Hey, hey, where are you going?
I'm out of here. What do you care anyway?
You got me all wrong, see?
No, you know what? Gyrosh is doing way better than I could.
No, that's where you're wrong. He can't even handle the board. He can't push the buttons. Even a monkey can be trained to push a button.
Oh, great, thanks. You know what? I'm out of here. I'm leaving.
All right. It's pretty cold out there alone.
I'd rather deal with the weather than you.
All right, screw it. Get out.
I want to get my chocolate milk out of the fridge.
No, get out. This is easy. All I gotta do is find someone who can...
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Honeymoon.
What a mess. What happened up in here?
Look, don't worry about that. Just get on with it, loudmouth. Would ya?
Okay, time now for the Detroit Home Companion with your host, Harrisburg Cartwheeler, the third.
Well, welcome, friends, to another down-home-spun country-fried show coming to you from the crispy outer fringes, which is where the pink slime resides in the big city of Detroit. Well, follow along, listeners, as we cheer for the ultimate underdog, Billy Bastard, who is on a quest to stay sober and get his mother's oxygen tank back once and for all. But first, let's hear a little ditty from our old friend Floyd Smoot. Take it away, Floyd.
Billy's back in the White House to frame the president with his conscience and a funky 6,000-year-old beer. His mission better work this time or it's three strikes and he's out. At least that's what the general says and he has all the clout. But meanwhile at the nerve center, cornhole headquarters, the vice president and the house speaker have a nefarious plan. Evil is as evil does, involving refried beans. How now, giant cow, and her name is Sweet Rosie. She is an aberration, a complete monstrosity. Well, I better stop the singing now, it's time for the story. Take us home, boys.
Huh? Oh.
All right, gentlemen, prepare yourself for the unfathomable, the gastronomical, big bionic bovinity, the cornerstone to my grand plan, meet CX39000. Rousey, the genetically engineered, refried, bean-eating, mad cow!
The vice president unveils what appears to be a 12-story cow.
Rousey, the cow, is a 12-story high, genetically modified, global disaster machine, spewing out enough methane gas to hasten global warming at an exponential, catastrophic rate, in turn increasing the need for an alternative energy source and a new state-of-the-art hybrid vehicle. But not just any new state-of-the-art hybrid vehicle. My new state-of-the-art hybrid vehicle, the PNP, the world's first pootermobile that runs on secret fuel X, as in excrement.
The Chinese businessmen are impressed.
But that's not the best part. Get this. We have rerouted every toilet in the free world to our processing plant here in Guadalajara. Are you getting the picture now?
No.
The Chinese businessmen look confused. The VP presses on.
Don't you people get it? We are going to make everyone on the planet buy back their own shit to fuel their hybrid cars that they buy from me.
The Chinese businessmen still look confused.
All right, you remember Soylent Green, that movie with Charlton Heston? You know, that Ten Commandments guy?
Again, they shrug confused.
Anyway, remember the part when he says, Soylent Green is people. Well, it's the same sort of thing, except it's Soylent Brown is boo-boo!
Meanwhile, Gus the parrot, now ice-encrusted, is still flying undaunted. He fights through a fierce storm of sleet and hail. A bolt of lightning lights up the sky, just as he narrowly misses a commercial jet.
Man!
Well, back at the White House, a conflicted Billy, with the 6,000-year-old bottle of beer in hand and a myriad of voices swirling in his head, fights with his conscience. The General.
Frame the President or you'll be fishing with Fredo!
The President?
A man who hath a trade hath an estate. You could be president too someday.
The voices ping-pong around in his head. It escalates. Billy is racked with conflict as he hears the General.
This is for your country.
Billy hears his mother.
Just remember, Billy, you were the third best drummer in Michigan. That bronze medal can never, ever be taken away from you.
Miguel pulls up in his Ford 150 truck.
Remember, Billy, you still live in the freest country in the world.
Even Gus the Parrot haunts his hallucinations.
Your mother needs a shunt.
Having a meltdown, Billy, in jeopardy of falling off the wagon, grabs the hookah.
I need to clear my head!
Stuffing the hookah with pot left behind by Willie Nelson, there's a label on the bag that reads, Property of Willie Nelson. Do not smoke. Billy takes a monster hit. Holy smokes! After he smokes the whole bag in one hit, he is succumbed with hyperparanoia and the munchies. He takes refuge in the Lincoln bedroom, where he downs the ancient Egyptian beer under the bed covers and scarfs down a big bag of stale pork rinds, a gift from Imelda Marco. After a couple of beats, Billy throws up ancient Egyptian vomit and half-digested pork rinds. Suddenly, a second pair of eyes appear under the covers.
Hello, Billy.
Holy crap! It's the ghost of Abraham Lincoln! Here are some scenes from the next episode of Billy Bastard, Amateur Human Being.
Well, what do you know? This torture stuff really works.
Billy, you look great. You look like a million pesos.
Nah. Hey, little fella. How did you get in here?
Citizen Gus, at your service.
That was real good. Thank you for listening to the Professor Thinko podcast. Follow me at Prof. Thinko.